Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1238, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos, and the writing is shir number 390. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about Shinoi Makom Holchei Drachim, and pretty much we'll finish here and there. Some questions might come up, but I just want to start to move on to various different other inyanim, different subjects in Hilchos Brachos. Okay. Okay, so the first thing is interesting question which comes up, could come up, and might come up quite often sometimes. But person took food and they ate some food, but they realized that once the food is in their mouth, they realized they did not make a bracha. Could be a person took a drink, right? The person took a drink and then they realized, they forgot to make a bracha. So what do you do, right? But now the question is, if you swallowed it, you swallowed it. Okay, so you just move on in life, as they say. What do you, there's nothing you can do. But now the question is, it's in their mouth. So they put the food or they put the drink into their mouth, and while it's in their mouth, they now forgot to make a bracha. So they didn't swallow it. What do you do at that point? Now the halacha is brought down that when you make a bracha, your mouth has to be empty. Right, a person has to make a bracha with an empty mouth. So now if you have food or you have drink in your mouth, how could you make a bracha? That's an important thing always to keep in mind. A person's mouth has to be empty when making the bracha. Nothing is allowed to be in the person's mouth when they're making the bracha. So therefore, if one put food, let's say you're starting with food, drinks are a little bit more on the complicated side, which we'll talk about Bezras Hashem upcoming shiurim. But therefore, if one put, let's say, regular food into their mouth, and now they forgot, once the food is in the mouth, they forgot that they did not make a bracha. So before doing so, if the food item is something, so you have two different types of food items. Let's go slow. Two different types of food items. Number one, you have a food item which could be not so appealing, let's say, right? Like a raisin, a grape, and therefore, in other words, once you start biting or chewing, it's like, it's very unappealing if somebody would take it out of their mouth. In other words, to swallow the food is problematic. You never made a bracha. So what do? I'll take the food out of my mouth, but taking it out is a very unappealing thing, on certain foods, right? Then there are other foods which are not such a bad thing. Let's say somebody put an almond or cashew or a nut in their mouth, and they might have, they might have bitten down once or twice, and it's still pretty much whole. It might be in 2-3 pieces. It's not the worst thing in the world. It's not so unappealing if they take it out of their mouth. So a person has to know what type of food they have. So therefore, if one put food into their mouth and they forgot to make the bracha, right, they realize, well, it's in their mouth as far as food, and again, drinks we'll talk about. So before doing so, if the food item is not something that is unappealing, like we said, like a nut, a cashew, an almond, or could be anything that's not so unappealing to take it out, if they actually take it out of their mouth, so that's what they should do. They take out the food, even though they might have, crunched down once or twice, take out the food, make a bracha, and then they could continue eating. So just to give an example, like we said, a nut, possibly an almond, cashew, or whatever the case is, something hard usually sometimes is not so bad. So something like that, you take it out, make the bracha and then put it back. Now, so what should one do if it's something which is very unappealing, right? Something very schmaltzy, right? Like we said, I just give an example, a grape, a raisin, something like that, something that's unappealing or a mushy type thing. So, and it's in the person's mouth. So if it's something which is unappealing, if they would take it out, so what one should do is they move the food with their tongue to the side of their mouth. And then they make the bracha. In other words, the food item, move it to the cheek by the side of the teeth over there, whichever side you're going to move it to, and you're making a bracha with the food in your mouth. Okay, but sort of like, what could you do? It's something, you take it out. It's a very disgusting type of a thing. So you move the food to one side of the mouth. You make the bracha, and then you could swallow the food from there. But again, you want to keep in mind that you have to look at what type of food is it. Is it something I could take out, make the bracha and then put it back in? Or is it something that's very unappealing to take out? So then all I would have to do is move the food over to the side, that one should move that item to the side of their mouth and make the bracha, and then they could swallow. So Mitzvah Shem, next year we're going to try and get into what do you do if you put a drink in your mouth, which is a little bit more complicated. Have a full mouth of juice. And now I realized a full mouth of soda. I just realized I forgot to make a bracha. It's a little bit hard to talk with a mouth full of juice or soda or water or something along those lines. So what do we do? We'll talk about that upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.